Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Oh my goodness, we have so much going on today. This is one of those days, Nathan Forlina, that I feel like I've got a half dozen topics that we could probably talk about for the better part of an hour. We got so much going on, 10 days before Christmas, crazy NFL stuff, a very sad death of a local legend I'll get to here momentarily. How's your weekend, man? You got a lot of Christmas shopping done already?
Yeah, got pretty much all wrapped up. Everything's pretty much ordered in, coming in. Maybe a last minute gift here or there, but pretty much all set there. Just got to get on the wrapping part of it, which is
you just gave
fun.
Me an idea for another topic for a show. Let's save this of buying presents online. I never used to do it until
we had this conversation about online.
We never got to trusting online. We can do it at some point before Christmas about buying the Christmas presents online, because I shop almost exclusively online. I can't stand going to the store to shop for things. Or if I do, it's because I've already found it online, mm-hmm. and then I know exactly what it is. I'm going, boom. But I just don't like being in the store very long, any store.
Well, this goes back to Corey being, you know, not a fan of people in the first place. So, yeah, I mean, I can make the connection when you say that. So, makes all sense here. Makes sense.
Nice. That's pretty impressive that you pulled that together.
Oh, that was a lob right there. That was easy.
One topic that I'd like to discuss, we'll see how much we get today versus as this goes on. Nathan Forlina, I will make the case that the greatest American sports athlete of all time, is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Because you see Patrick Mahomes get injured yesterday. He's won three, right?
Yep.
Tom Brady's won seven. It's not like Barry Bonds, who hit, I believe, 763 home runs, broke the record by eight. It's not like, you know, guys that break a record by a few here or there. Tom Brady has more Super Bowl championships than any other team. No other quarterback has more than four. Michael Jordan is really the only other person. Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, to me, are the only people in this discussion. But other people will look at Michael Phelps, swimmers, or Serena Williams. Serena won 24 Grand Slam championships. I think Steffi Graf won 22. It's not like Serena won 47. To see, unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes get hurt yesterday, because Patrick Mahomes is the one guy you think, if there's any quarterback ever, it could maybe be Patrick Mahomes. He's already got three. He's still about 30, 31 years old, right?
He's 30 years old, yep.
So, you know, could he get to five or six? But seven, to me, puts Tom Brady above Babe Ruth in comparison, Barry Bonds in comparison, Michael Jordan in comparison. There's nobody. Bill Russell won 11 titles. Everybody wants to talk about Michael Jordan. Bill Russell won 11, okay? If Michael Jordan had won 19 titles, okay. But to have seven Super Bowls, and this, well, I'm going to get into this a little bit later on more, so I'm just bringing up the topic today because of the Patrick Mahomes injury. It got me thinking about it, because you a year ago said the Chiefs dynasty is like the greatest dynasty ever, right?
I think it was on track for it.
It was on track, but you see when you have to pay the quarterback $50 million and you see everybody get old, and Travis Kelce's probably going to retire now and become Mr. Taylor Swift, you see how almost impossible it is to carry that something like that forward. Now, is Tom Brady the best American athlete who's ever played? Absolutely not. Not remotely close. But in terms of greatest achievement, I mean, if you want to throw Michael Phelps in, you want to throw these obscure sports in that very few people do or compete in or care about. I mean, I was thinking about that last night. thinking about Patrick Mahomes, how no one will ever get remotely close to 7 Super Bowls as an individual. To me, that puts things in perspective. I'm talking greatest, not best. You know, and there is a difference there between the best. Michael Jordan was just a killer. He was just better than everybody. Tom Brady's not even the most talented quarterback's ever played. Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, they might be more talented than Tom Brady. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. 7's going to be hard to catch. I don't think it's crazy to say that he could still catch it. I mean, he's 30 years old. Tom Brady had 3 Super Bowls.
He's got 10 years. He's got 10 years.
I mean, let's
to
not
do
forget
it.
Tom Brady went over a decade without winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it is possible.
But they were close, and he got there 10 times. So they were close.
Mahomes already got there 5 times.
Every time. So look, Mahomes. But now they're gonna have to rebuild.
Yeah,
and
that's the issue.
The Patriots had to rebuild kind of maybe one time, but you know, now who knows what the Chiefs are going
to
be.
Are the Chiefs going to have to rebuild, or are they just going to have to reload, though?
I don't think you can't. You can't reload when you're giving the quarterback $50, $60
million. All that's deferred money, though.
You can't do it anymore. But you still have salary cap money. You still have dead, you know,
and the salary cap's going to increase year after year after year.
That is true. And maybe they'll change the rule to where you – and I've seen this. This would be a good idea where you have a quarterback – and his salary, and then you have a salary cap for everybody. I think that's probably where football needs to go, because I think it's almost impossible to build a complete, total, solid football team when you're giving the quarterback $50, $60
million. I think the issue is going
to... Or to sustain the football team. Look at the Eagles. To sustain it is what I'm saying.
I think that the issue is going to come at the head coach position, what Andy Reid decides to do. Because Andy Reid isn't probably going to be there for 10 more years. He's not going to finish Mahomes' career with him. So how many more years do you get of Andy Reid? Because... as long as Andy Reid's there, you're going to have to reload. You're not going to go into a full rebuild. You cannot tear it all down, which I don't think the Chiefs have to. I think the Chiefs are a few pieces. I think the offensive line took a drastic hit. That's a big thing with them. I think they need to...
Well, he's going to lose Kelce now, and he doesn't have the Tyreek Hills of the world. I mean, who are the...
I'm going to be honest with you. The Kelce thing, I think... Listen, he is a safe, reliable
target. But Nathan, 7. We're not talking he's one away. He's more than double away what he's already won, and he's lost his franchise now.
He hasn't lost his franchise.
His franchise in terms of what the people that got them there, how many players are still there that won multiple ones? Once Kelce's gone, how many of those dudes are going to be the guys that were there to win it all?
You'll have Chris Jones staying there. If we're talking about the recent success, you'll still have Nick Bolton defensively. You'll have Trent McDuffie's going to come back. They were also injury-riddled all year.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy, Rasheed
Rice. Yeah, I'm not writing the Chiefs off. He could win another one or two. My point is
this. Seven's going to be tough.
He still is not even – he hasn't even caught Marino Montana or Bradshaw yet. So my
– He's only started 7 years.
I don't give a damn about talking about Patrick Mahomes, to be perfect. I don't want to have a conversation about Patrick. He's not even a blip in this conversation. In the conversation of the greatest American athlete of all time, Patrick Mahomes doesn't even deserve a footnote in this yet. Not a footnote.
Oh,
not,
come on.
Not at 3. Not at 3. Not at 3, Nathan.
Okay.
At 3, he's way behind tons of people.
So
I'm talking about 7. Nathan, I'm talking about 7. I'm not
for
sure.
For you to say he's not a footnote, though. I mean, come on.
He's not a footnote.
Yes,
he's not a footnote.
Then who's a footnote in football?
Joe Montana. Terry Bradshaw,
okay.
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, guys that have won multiple champs. Hell, the David Robert, the Tim Duncans of the world are higher up on that list than Patrick Mahomes.
Did you say Terry Bradshaw? I didn't.
Yeah, look, I hate that. I hate mentioning it.
Don't you dare.
But the champ, I'm not talking about best. This is where I think you...
Who's a greater athlete right now? Patrick Mahomes or Terry Bradshaw?
Aaron Rodgers is better than all of them.
I'd ask you a question. Terry Bradshaw or Patrick Mahomes?
Doesn't matter. 4-3.
So you're taking Terry Bradshaw or Patrick Mahomes?
I'm taking 4-3. No, I'm not. You don't understand the conversation that I'm having. You're asking about best. Best is not greatest.
So if championships all that matters, why isn't Bill Russell above Michael Jordan?
Because they played that's a completely different sport.
Terry Bradshaw played a completely different
sport. I totally agree. The 1970s NFL was a complete...
Okay. So then how aren't you taking Mahomes
instead
over
of just busting my balls, are you actually arguing that Patrick Mahomes deserves to be remotely close to this conversation about the greatest American athlete of all time?
I think he's a footnote in there.
He's like the 40th footnote. 40 guys And then maybe you mentioned Patrick Mahomes.
I'm thinking probably 20 and 25.
You're still talking the people that are going to put the Michael Phelps in there. Yes. The still people that will put the Serena. This is all laughable to me. The Michael Phelps and Serena Williams. That's a joke. But I promise you, there'll be people that would mention Serena well above a Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, there would be people.
And that's ludicrous to me.
So then, if you're going to dismiss all those other sports, you know, if we're talking about pretty much the big four,
Simone Biles. There are people that put Simone Biles in the top five or seven for crying out loud.
So we're just talking about the top four sports. You're not putting Mahomes in the top four.
You can mention any sport that you want, and I'll tell you that how many girls do gymnastics at an extremely high level in this country? 0.0000001%. So what are you winning? What is Simone Biles winning compared to Tom Brady winning seven Super Bowls compared to every boy in this country plays football to some degree?
So then where's Mahomes on your list? He's not in the top 40 on your list?
He's not in the top 50. Nope.
I think that's ludicrous.
Nope.
I think that is crazy.
Not remotely close. I would not even consider him as an afterthought at this point. If he gets to four, he's not Joe Montana. I hate mentioning Terry Bradshaw because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the Terry Bradshaw thing. But he's not Joe Montana. He's not Joe Montana.
You could say that.
I don't think he's Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning has two, so then why is Mahomes?
Because Peyton Manning was a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes.
I won't disagree with you there, but if we're going by rings, then you
need to understand what I am asking you. I'm not saying who's going to win a one-on-one championship battle.
Okay.
I'm saying greatest. And this is where people will put the Bill Russell thing. And that's ludicrous to me because Bill Russell wasn't playing the same sport as the people nowadays.
This is why I'm confused now. So you're saying greatest, which, okay, that's fine. So if we're going by greatest, doesn't Mahomes have more rings than Peyton Manning? So shouldn't he be above Peyton Manning in that philosophy?
Patrick Mahomes also had, just this is why Terry Bradshaw doesn't necessarily belong in that either, because he had great teams with great players around him, great organization.
You're telling me that Chiefs wide receiver.
Listen, I'm going to put, I don't give a flying F about Patrick Mahomes. I think you're so far off base on this discussion when I'm talking Barry Bonds and Tom Brady. And I was hesitant to even mention because I know you've got a hard-on man crush for Patrick Mahomes. He is not remotely close in this conversation. He's not remotely close in this. You're out of your mind if you think that Patrick Mahomes is remotely close even in the conversation of the greatest American. I mentioned Tom Brady just to have fun with it, and now you're kind of pissing me off mentioning Patrick Mahomes and going to war. That's won three Super Bowls and it's probably may never get back because who even knows what kind of football player he'll be now.
I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady. I'm saying when you talk about 2, 3, 4, Mahomes is in that discussion.
40th or 50th on my list. Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain. These are just dudes I'm just throwing off the top of my head that are way above Patrick Mahomes.
So you're putting Peyton Manning above Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're starting a football team and you can have Peyton Manning or Patrick Mahomes, who are you taking?
I'm taking Peyton Manning.
Okay.
But I'm saying if we're going...
If you're starting a football team and you're taking Dan Marino or Patrick Mahomes, who are you taking?
I'm taking Dan Marino.
Okay.
In that discussion.
So now that is a separate discussion because that's probably best versus greatest.
Yes.
All right. I wasn't even planning on getting into all that much. Until, quite frankly, you piss me off because I think you're insane here. But that's the great thing about it. You can have your opinion.
Yep.
And I can have my – I think that you really struggle with recency bias and trying to think that a guy – again, a year ago I laughed at you when you said the Chiefs dynasty is the greatest dynasty in NFL history.
Tell me a single receiver on that 2023.
Tell me a single receiver that Tom Brady had in the first round other than Randy Moss that they got
time. Tell me a Chiefs receiver that was also in the first round.
I don't know their
rosters.
That's
what I'm saying. So Chiefs haven't had a wide receiver in so long.
And he won three. Tom Brady won seven.
And he also played for another 14 years on top of it.
Yeah, sure.
So
sure.
They both also had great tight ends, too. So you can almost negate
right.
that.
I'm going to bring Rob in. Rob, where you stand on the greatest athlete in American history?
Gentlemen, I was very patient. I listened to every word of that. All I ask is you guys give me a few minutes and be patient back.
Yep.
Sporto, listen, brother. If I didn't have respect for you, I wouldn't even call in. So don't take any of this personal. I would just sit here and laugh and ridicule. But I like talking to you. You
Wait,
know numbers.
Did you say you Sporto? Know. That's interesting. I like that word,
yeah,
sporto.
I mean, I've used grasshopper, whippersnapper. I got to think of more words. I mean, take that as a compliment, too. He and I are two goofy-looking 40, 50-year-old men, but enjoy your youth and
sporto. Grace. That's a good word.
You shouldn't. But anyway, you're very misguided. I've been in these arguments with Corey. They're frustrating. He and I can vehemently disagree. I mean, we've had some knockdown dragouts where neither one of us stubborn SOBs budged an inch. So I get it where you're at. That's a tough place. With that said, he nailed it, okay? If you're going to talk about, like, Mount Rushmores and stuff, footnote is a token. Okay, you're talking 7-8 years of a dynasty that went to hell in a handbasket. They are hot garbage this year, and it goes all the way around. Mahomes is the most salvageable, obviously, because he's the most talented tenfold. But when you have guys like the Cheetah, you know, helping you win a couple of championships or at least make deep runs, I'm 5'7.5". I could have got a tryout for the Patriots in my 20s. That's the kind of guys they were pulling out of the crowd, throwing on the field. That was a 20-year run. We talk about Tomlin's winning streak. I'm talking 10, 11, 12 win streaks. They played in like 9 out of 10 championship games. Like, we have to not get caught in the moment, not get caught in the flare of him throwing left-handed and teaching kids across the country the worst mechanics humanly possible. He is fun. He is good. He is a footnote at best, at big picture. 8 years, 20 years. Like, that's not.
Let me ask you this, Rob, because the discussion I wanted to have was really more Tom Brady versus Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali. These kinds of things. The reason I brought it up was because Mahomes, as Nathan mentioned, was on the trajectory. Give it a couple more. If he had gotten to 5, 6, now, but he was. So the injury made me think about this yesterday and just how almost impossible.
As soon as it happened, I wanted you to know about it.
I didn't even know. Rob texted me yesterday when it happened, and I said, oh, no. I said,
you could tell instantly.
It's terrible for football. This is terrible for football. Patrick Mahomes has been one of, if not the face of the NFL for a decade. This is terrible for the NFL.
But I'm comfortable saying he is the face right now.
But more so than, again, I did not want to make this a Patrick Mahomes discussion. I really didn't. I'll make this a Tom Brady-Michael Jordan discussion. I'll make this a Tom Brady-Muhammad Ali discussion. Tom Brady-Bill Russell, that kind of thing.
Right.
To me, that's where 7 Super Bowls, Nathan mentioned several times, well, why don't people give Bill Russell more respect with the 11 championships? Because basically, as you like to say, Rob, Bill Russell was playing against a bunch of plumbers, a bunch of 5'9" white plumbers, you know, basketball was a completely different sport. Tom Brady played football in the greatest era of football as things were moving forward. We can't say that about Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds didn't even have to play against Negro League superstars. We can't say that about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, you know, Michael Jordan didn't play in the three-point ball era. You know, could I make a ridiculously stupid, crazy statement?
Don't do it.
That Nikola Jokic might be the greatest basketball player of all time? Look what Nikola Jokic is doing right now. It is more impressive than any player that you can ever find leading the league in points, rebounds, and assists. It's insane, but it's a different game. It's a different sport, if you see what I'm saying.
I want Grasshopper to jump in here, too, because I got one more take, but I want to hear him talk, too.
Okay, wait. There's a lot right there. So
yeah, we're going over a lot of real estate here.
I just didn't want him to get drowned out. If he doesn't have it, that's fine. I just wanted to say, because I see a lot of things on TV, which is why I've gotten away a lot from TV. You get these talking heads, these national guys, whatever noodle they throw off the wall and start screaming about, it trickles down to the everyday public, and you start running into people and interacting with people that are drinking Kool-Aid. And all I know is, just to wrap it up, Mahomes, not only the hardware, he isn't halfway in one single statistical category to Brady. So we cannot start having that talk. Like you said, Corey, wake me up when you're at 5 or 6. Wake me up when you're at 50,000 yards, even though Brady has 89,000, even though Brady has almost, 13,000 postseason passing yards. It's like from here to Ohio or something stupid. Like, it's It's the most slam dunk of any sport. At least other sports, you can kind of talk about it. But with football, it's Brady, and I would father his children for free.
Hey, we're not getting into this today. Keep this in the back of your mind. I'll let you finish up when Rob. Okay. We're not getting into this today. We're not getting into this today.
So that means you're about to say something outlandish.
That means I'm about to say something that we're going to save this discussion for another day. And look, we're not going to. You and I are not going to disagree. But I do think there is a discussion. LeBron James or Steph Curry? Who are you building your franchise with? We're not getting into it today. We're not getting into it today.
Just think about it.
Like I said, we're probably not going to disagree. I'm bringing it because I heard
that. That's a fair question. Yeah. But that's a fair question.
Yeah, I saw somebody mention this the other day in terms of where Steph belongs in the GOAT discussion. So we'll get to that another day, Rob, okay?
Let me know when you want to do that.
All right, very good. All right. Okay, go ahead.
This would be the only thing I wrap up on the Mahomes thing is everybody thinks these teams have been super talented. These teams have been far from it. Mahomes has carried these teams on his back. You look at these receiving cores over the last couple of years. You had an aging Travis Kelce. If I told you right now,
nobody's doubting the talent.
Tom Brady has significantly better teams.
I think Tom Brady did have significantly better teams because he had the best coach in the NFL. He didn't have significantly better players around him on offense. He had Wes Welker and Julian Edelman, for God's sake. Where would Wes Welker and Julian Edelman rank among all-time receivers without Tom Brady? They'd be nothing, Nathan. They wouldn't be in the league. Without Tom Brady, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman are not in the league, man.
Well, you can make that argument.
They're 5'10", white, slow white dudes.
Where is Marquez Valdes-Scantling without Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes? He doesn't have a place on an NFL roster. Jerick McKinnon, a running back, was their fourth leading receiver. I mean, come on. Give me a break right here. These teams were... Justin Watson. Tell me you know who Justin Watson is.
Sure.
Good. Explain.
I think he's a mediocre player.
Mediocre player?
Go back and look at the Patriots wide receivers that he had for most of the year. Dude was playing Deion Branch both ways, Nathan.
Yeah.
He's playing Deion Branch receiver and defensive back.
It also helps when you have defensive superstars everywhere.
The best offense they had, this is why the greatest play in NFL history was the helmet. The best offense in the history of the NFL didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Randy Moss did not. They did not win the Super Bowl.
But Mahomes did not have the stars on defense like Brady had back in those days. Ronnie Harrison.
Different discussion altogether. What I don't understand is... I don't understand how the conversation turned to Patrick, like I'm bashing Patrick Mahomes.
Because you did!
I don't think he's more than a footnote in the discussion of the greatest athletes of all time.
If the world ended right now and you had to write the story.
Dude, if you give me 5 minutes, I can come up with 30 names more on spot than Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about the Simone Biles of the world. Yeah. There's virtually no one that would put Patrick Mahomes above Simone Biles or Serena Williams or Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson, for God's sake.
I always think about this. If you are to write the story of American sports right now,
Patrick Mahomes is barely in it. Barely in it. He's barely in it.
And Peyton Manning's in it?
He won. Peyton Manning is freaking NFL royalty going back to his father and his brother and his TV show now. Peyton Manning is NFL royalty. Patrick Mahomes is a star quarterback who basically does nothing else. He's not Peyton Manning. He didn't have the Manning name. You do know who Arch Manning was, right?
Yes.
Arch Manning was one of the great quarterbacks of all time.
Well,
although he didn't win championships.
Archie Manning was one of the best.
He didn't win championships. But you can't compare Patrick Mahomes to Peyton Manning. Like Rob said, look at the stats. Peyton Manning's double every statistic that Patrick Mahomes has.
I think if you're telling the story, I think it's crazy to say you would not even include. He's barely in it.
He's barely in the history of the NFL. He will be mentioned as a guy that's won 3 Super Bowls, but he will be mentioned way, way down the list behind the Steelers, behind Joe Montana, behind obviously Tom Brady, behind the Manning family. How about this? The Manning family.
All right, that's
maybe not
that's
as
different.
Much Peyton Manning, but the Manning family.
Well, now if we're looping 3 different guys into it, now it's completely a different discussion. We're not talking about Peyton. We're talking about Eli.
I honestly don't get your Patrick Mahomes and Chiefs.
Because I think you're discrediting everything they've done in the last.
I think that he's a great quarterback, and they had some great teams, and it's over. It's over now. It's over.
And again, I keep going back. Peyton Manning won 2 Super Bowls. and you're hailing this guy as if he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but or discounting Patrick Mahomes, who has more Super Bowls than him, who did it with significantly. I mean, Peyton Manning did it with incredible talent all around.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning literally got birthed into a Super Bowl at Denver with the defense they had and the receiver. I mean, Peyton Manning did absolutely nothing.
All right, we've got, I don't know what Nathan's smoking today. I don't know if you're on crack or what. Patrick Mahomes is no more than a footnote in the discussion of the greatest American. We've wasted 25 minutes of this show that we're never getting back on, quite frankly, a dumbass argument that doesn't make any sense at all.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple to you in sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community. With youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today, your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse...
Don't get stranded on the way to Grandma's house this holiday season. At Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service, they'll make sure that your vehicle is in top running order for you and your family. Why? Because they have family, too. And they understand how important it is to keep your family safe. Call Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service today. 212-8200. That's 212-8200. And they will get you to Grandma's safe and sound.
Hey,
I want to switch gears here. Nebraska man's on hold for a while, but I need to mention this. I wanted to start the show with this because it's more important than the stupid discussion we just had. Some really sad news today for those who have not heard yet. Steve Tannehill passed away today in South Carolina at age 52. Altoona legendary athlete died of cancer in South Carolina. Those of you who grew up here have deep roots in the Altoona area. You know Steve Tannehill's story very, very well. I did not get here till 1999. Unfortunately, I never got to meet Steve. I've talked to him. I've talked to Art numerous times. Steve, once he kind of left Altoona, didn't really come back. In terms of some of the greatest overall athletes in Altoona area high school history. I mean, we've had NFL guys come from Altoona. And Mike Reed is probably number one on the list of all time. I did ask Neil Riddell, where would Steve Tannehill rank among the top AHS athletes overall, top 20, top 10. Neil just said near the top. Obviously, Mike Reed, Brad Benson, Jim Curry. We've had some tremendous, tremendous athletes come out of this area. But Steve Tannehill could do anything, man. You know, and I didn't know Steve. I knew who Steve was because growing up in Arkansas, I remember watching this freaking guy from South Carolina that had this hilarious mullet, this quarterback, this cockiest SOB I've ever seen. And that was look, I'm not speaking ill of the young man that passed. My condolences go out to the family. Cocky was part of the description of who Steve Tannehill was. When you're a college quarterback and you grow a mullet and you become a college football sensation in the mid to late 90s, Steve Tannehill had tremendous success at South Carolina, one of the great football players and quarterbacks that school has ever had. More than 8,000 yards passing, completed 69% of his passes as a senior, 29 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, led the SEC in passing as a senior at 69%. I mean, this guy, and that's just football. Steve Tannehill also helped lead the Mountain Lions to the 1991 state championship game along with Danny Fortson and Brian Rehm. And Steve was an excellent basketball player. They lost in the PIAA state championship game. And I was reading Jim Lane's profile of Steve from when he went into the Blair County Sports Hall of Fame in 2010. And it talked about if Steve would have concentrated and focused solely on baseball, that probably would have been his best sport. So you're talking about a guy that tremendous football player, tremendous basketball player, tremendous baseball player. I'm around some kids at the youth level, just a handful. Very, very rarely do I see kids who are just basically the best player on every team, no matter what sport they play. It's a very hard thing to do. You might see it when you're a kid, when you're just basing it on pure athleticism and speed or whatever. But to do that once you get into the high school ranks and you're just a preeminent athlete, you know, everything you do. So Steve Tannehill, 52 years old, died of cancer today, won 3 state championships as a high school football coach in South Carolina. Really, the accolades just kind of went on and on for the guy. But what I always knew about Steve, again, from my first impression, watching this dude run around with a mullet hanging out of his helmet, at, you know, playing for South Carolina, and then coming up here and realizing and learning that's who Steve Tannehill was. He was that guy. He was the flamboyant, you know, cocky, abrasive guy. Quite frankly, maybe like, have you seen Revenge of the Nerds, Nathan? Does that predate you a little bit?
That predates me. I know what it is, though.
But I think of Steve and I think of Ted McGinley in Revenge of the Nerds, like the coolest freaking guy on campus, the guy that would probably go out and party with you all night long and then come hang 380 yards passing on you on Saturday. I mean, when you hear legendary stories about guys, I just think of a dude like, that's a guy I would want. We talked the other day about, you know, guys who are superstars, but you wouldn't want them anywhere near your sister or your family. Steve Tannehill is the kind of guy I'd want as my next door neighbor because he'd be throwing the giant pool parties and everybody would be having a blast all the time.
Yeah, from everything I've heard, he just seems like a good guy, like a fun guy that you want to be around. Like you said, that's a perfect way to describe it. And if you're rocking a mullet, I mean, come on, you got to be like that. You take on that personality just by your hairstyle. So, you know, world lost an absolute legend today.
That's a good point. You can't rock a mullet and then go out there and be this shy, timid kind of kid.
If you're rocking a mullet, you got to be over the top. You got to make your presence known, and that's who Steve was.
So. Hey, Nebraska man, you've held on the line for a long time. You've followed Altoona Sports for a long, long time. You have any stories of Steve Tannehill or Art or any of them?
Well, Corey, when I was younger, I used to be a pretty decent athlete. We played in the YMCA League here in Altoona, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and we had some really good scores. We had Ed Miller on our team, and we had Pat Shute and Billy Adams. They won championships at BG. Art Tannehill played for Bethany Lutheran, and he always brought his kids along, his Steve and Debbie and the wife. But I'll tell you, had Steve Tannehill not had that cocky and bad mouth attitude, I believe he would have had a shot at the pros. I just didn't think nobody wanted to take a chance with him because of his attitude. He was always getting in trouble in college, you know, having wacko parties and getting arrested for this and that. But, I mean, when it comes to talent, I would have to say, besides my best friend who passed away a year ago, Johnny Withers, they are probably one of the two best athletes that I ever see come out of, for their size, come out of Altoona High. Steve just had something with his arm that he could throw a football. He could throw a football off balance on one leg, 55, 60. Or, I mean, the man was very, very talented. And then, you know, he wised up. He came out of school. He went into coaching. You know, he coached a really, really good high school in basketball. They won a championship in that. But my condolences go out to Art and his wife and to Debbie. We've lost another icon in sports here in Altoona. But you got to remember Ed Flanagan too. He played for the Detroit Lions for like 12 or 13
Ed,
years.
Ed, I talked to Ed, doing some research when I wrote stories with Altoona Mary. Unbelievable career Ed Flanagan had. So there's no question. I should have mentioned him when I was talking about the great athletes Altoona's produced.
Hey, guys, and I'm 75 today, so I've made it.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Hey, I want to close in saying this, Corey. It was brought to my attention by my nephew. I did watch some of it, but not all of it. A good down-to-earth, nose-to-nose, hard-to-hard. The Army-Navy game Saturday was good football. You didn't see no arguing, no fighting, just good hard-nosed tackling, blocking, running, throwing. What a game. And, you didn't see nothing at all.
Now, I only watched the highlights, and I think Navy won it by going for it on fourth down to win the game, which is fantastic. You know, hey, look, you can't say anything but respect for those dudes at these service academies. They're not going pro. I mean, I mentioned David Robinson. You know, that's a very, very rare guy. And occasionally Navy will have a football player or something that, you know, people look at. But that's the lifeblood of our country. And I've actually watched a lot of Air Force. Air Force would play a lot of games at night. I liked watching them with their running attack. But I'm glad you said that, Nebraska man, because later Saturday, Diego Pavia became an absolute embarrassment and freaking joke by making a mockery of losing the Heisman Trophy. And when we talked about this the other day. I love Diego Pavia. That dude's a tremendous quarterback, and you don't get where you are. That dude's 5'10 at best. Mm-hmm. You see him photos of him with the other dudes. He's 8 inches shorter than everybody.
Well, he's listed 6 foot, but Jeremiah Love's also listed as 6 foot. Somebody's lying.
But you don't get to that point unless you have a Matt McGloin-sized Mount Everest chip on your shoulder. But that doesn't mean you have to be the biggest a-hole in the world and disrespect everybody. Or he's saying F Heisman Trophy voters, F Indiana. I mean, the guy's an absolute loser of a person, but he's a tremendous football. I wouldn't want anything to do with him as an NFL quarterback.
I think that I like the person. He did have that cockiness. He has that cockiness.
This is ten times more than Shador ever even did.
But I was about to say, this took it over the edge to where it's like, okay, now you're
embarrassing.
And now you're embarrassing
you're
Vanderbilt.
You're embarrassing
yourself.
The Heisman Trophy and everything.
Yes.
Again, this is way worse than anything Shador. Shador's just a cocky kind of punk. This guy is way over the top.
Shador's PR train. Diego Pavia is not. He's willing to say and do whatever.
And so, again, you mentioned Steve Tannehill earlier. And, again, I didn't know Steve. I know some of these stories are legendary. That, maybe that attitude probably did cost Steve a little bit. But guys have to learn. When you're in college, you got to learn to figure it out and fit in with everybody.
Yeah, well, Corey, I'll tell you one thing. Whether he played basketball, football, or baseball, he always backed up what he did. He always backed up what he said. If he said he was going to do it, he did it. I mean, you know, that's one thing else I will say about him. And again, I'm very sorry to hear about that. Art Tannehill, put the Altoona High girls basketball team on the map here and made a legend out of it, you know, and he deserves all the credit in the world. And I'm certainly very, very sorry to hear the passing of his son. And again, my condolences go out to him and his wife and his daughter, Debbie, because they are a wonderful family, and my thoughts and prayers are with them.
Great that you called, man. Glad you're able to share the Altoona perspective of everything. We've got Steve on the line. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. I'd like to give Art Tannehill, his wife, and Debbie my condolences, because I'll tell you what, as a custodian of Altoona High School when he played, Steve Tannehill always treated us with the respect of me. And Randy Luce and Clint Leopold always played pickup basketball with him at Geese up there at the Newburg and the basketball court across from the high school and stuff like that. He wasn't greedy with the ball. He passed it like Art and them were good family. And I like that cockiness and stuff like that. So, and let me tell you something. They went to the state champion in 1991. They had a reform school there. It should not have been there because they had 19 and 20-year-olds playing for them.
Oh, is that the story with that team?
Yeah.
Glenn Mills, is that the story with that team?
Yes. They shouldn't even have been there.
Was it more like a kind of like a charter school kind of deal back in the day?
No, nah, it was for horrible kids that were like, you know, you want one as your neighbor.
I got what you're saying.
They should never been in there and stuff like that, you know. And the thing is, he treated us custodians great and stuff. The partying, you know, hey, look, I partied when I was young, and you put me in college. I partied at college. I didn't go to college. I went to Penn State on Friday nights or Saturday nights and stuff during football games. Me and a couple people drove down there every weekend to party and stuff like that because it was great. So I'm not going to condemn anybody for the things I did. But I'll say this about Brady and a few other quarterbacks. And I know you're going to get two players I wanted to see play in today's NFL. Terry Bradshaw, 6'3", 220, 25 pounds. And Dan Marino. Brady and these modern quarterbacks is what I call, and I'm not putting Brady, is called what I call the wussification of football, because you had the Brady rule when he tore his knee ligament. But if Brady played when Bradshaw or even Marino did, he wouldn't have won 7 Super Bowls because he would have got the hell beat out.
It is interesting. I do agree with that. Tom Brady could not have played and done what Terry Bradshaw did. Terry Bradshaw is not good enough or talented enough to play nowadays and do what Tom Brady did.
Dan Marino,
you give me Dan Marino in my backyard. You give me Dan Marino in 1956. You give me Dan Marino in 1976. You give me Dan Marino in 1986. You give me Dan Marino in 2026. You give me Dan Marino in 2066. I got a chance to win. The problem with the Dolphins was their running game was terrible and they never had a defense. I have never in my life seen a better thrower of the football. Now, look, Patrick Mahomes might be a better all-around quarterback, more gifted athletically. Aaron Rodgers, well, sheer thrower of the football, I do not believe we will ever see anybody better than Dan Marino. That guy threw 48 touchdown passes in 1984. That would be the equivalent to somebody coming out today and throwing like 110. I mean, it's unbelievable how good Dan Marino was given that era.
I always said, you put Dan Marino in today's offense,
he would light it the hell up. You couldn't touch him. You can't touch receiver. Dan Marino would have 70 touchdown passes or more if he played today.
Yes, he would have probably won a couple Super Bowls.
But he'd have needed a defense. That's the thing. This goes back to the discussion with Nathan. The Chiefs, you don't win Super Bowls because you have an awesome quarterback. You win Super Bowls because you have great teams. Mm-hmm. You have to have everybody on both sides of the ball.
The thing with Mahomes and Steve Reimer, he was like the physical therapist for Altoona School District. He explained to me about an ACL tear. If it's tore, you can recover and gain your speed. And
sure. Yeah, he'll recover.
Now, but there's another thing called if it's shredded. That's a different story. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just read Mahomes going for a second. He'll come back. My point is the organization is going to be completely different, though. It's hard to come back right now. I mean, again, the Chiefs are not real good this year. Could that help them? Now they get to play a lesser schedule next year, right, Nathan? Are they in last place in their division?
They're going to be – no, Raiders suck.
Okay, so they'll get a third-place schedule. So they'll get a third-place schedule next year, and that'll give them a chance to turn things around very quickly because that's how the NFL operates.
Corey, he's 30. He just turned 30 years old.
Yeah.
Remember, Tom Brady was 30 years old when he tore his ACL.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but Tom was a stand in the pocket, get rid of the ball. Right. A lot of what Mahomes does is because of the mobility.
Brady also has significantly better offensive line to where he could. Now, listen, I don't think Brady can make the plays Mahomes does, but Mahomes almost has to because
he's going to – right. Mahomes is going to have to learn to become a different kind of quarterback. Steve, I got to take a break here, but go ahead.
I was about to say, Mahomes also plays in a world where these pass rushers are faster than ever. They're lightning
quick. That's a good point,
You're not going –
Ryan Blaney is on, and how do you build momentum here kind of in the middle of the season as you look towards the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's kind of like it stinks this year because, you know, the last couple of years, I feel like, you know, we've been a little bit behind through the first half of the year, and then we kind of have really been able to figure it out towards the end of the regular season, especially the playoffs. But this year, I feel like we've had speed all year. We've had that speed that we've been chasing the last couple of years early in the season, and it's just been a little bit rougher of a year for at least my group. All I can speak in is my group, but with a lot more DNFs than I personally would like. But I personally think that we are in a great spot as a team. I like where the 12 group's at right now. I've always tried to base it on like, okay, are your cars where they need to be? They can always be better. Gibbs and Hendrick, I feel like, in 23-11, they've gotten a little bit better here the last 3 weeks. And we got to find a little bit of pace. But like, is our cars where they need to be preparing for this last month? Is your group operating well together? And I feel like we are doing a great job on pit road. I feel like we're doing a great job in week of race prep, communication with each other. Jonathan and I are in a great spot. So I think we are kind of all geared up where we need to be. It's just a matter of trying to smooth some things out. And some of those things, you feel like you do everything right and it just really isn't your day or you get caught up in something. I feel like that's kind of been our year, but I do like where our team's at.
You're on the final lap.
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Hey, we got Christmas coming up. Nathan, what would be a good Christmas present for people out there?
I'll tell you what, if you want to check them out, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars is the best tobacco product on the market. Great for stocking stuffers or actual gifts. Get whatever you want. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at J.M. Boswell Pipes. And remember, there's nothing like a Boswell pipe or cigar.
That's right. Good Christmas present. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Tell J.M. Boswell you heard us talking about him on Sports Central. We got Dan. Dan, thanks for waiting on the line, buddy. What's going on?
Well, hi, Nate and Corey. History is made every day. Now, I'm surprised you didn't lean towards the greatest athlete right today. Has to be that Japanese fella from the
Ohtani.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani might be the greatest baseball player who's ever lived. I mean, because of what he can do as a pitcher as well, basically, you only have two people in the category. You have Babe Ruth and you have Shohei Ohtani, and nobody that's ever played baseball in the history of the sport has been able to do what those two people did pitching-wise as well. But Babe did it 100 years ago playing a sport that no one would even recognize today.
Against plumbers.
And no Negroes. Which, seriously, that's a serious, serious deal. Any baseball legends from the early 1900s that did not play against the Negro leagues, you're cutting off half of the best players in the country that you don't even have to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So and you don't even have Latin players at that point.
No Latin players,
no
really.
Japanese
so,
players, which
oh,
are
so,
taking over.
So you're great players against the greatest white players. Well, you know, fast forward 100 years, look how many great...
You put Josh Gibson back in those days? Oh, my. Could you
it would at least was? Be it would at least be a comparable kind of yeah. kind of guy. Anything else, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, I got something else. Now, Corey, now you're dead set against Notre Dame, see? Now, as a marketing point, now, I think Notre Dame, they did the wrong thing by not...
Let me stop you real quick because it's really bugging me. When I say Negro League players... Because that did not come across the way I wanted it to be. And so if somebody just listens to a five-second clip, I want to make sure when I say that he was not playing against Negro League players, okay? And no way would I ever – so I want to make sure that I'm very crystal clear on what I was talking about. Go ahead.
No, you come across all right.
Yeah, but you know what? Somebody listening to a five-second clip out there and all of a sudden you're canceled.
Okay, well, I understand where you're coming. But as a marketing strategy, Notre Dame should be in there. Notre Dame should have accepted the bowl game. And as a marketing thing, I'm surprised they didn't get
in. I'm with you there, Dan. I thought, look, we've always thought Notre Dame would kind of get the benefit of the doubt. Wouldn't you? I mean, would you think that was going to be the case?
This year I did not. This year,
because they lost.
This year, I really thought they were going to emphasize head-to-head, which is going to force Notre Dame, almost force their hand here to say, okay, you got to join a conference.
Worst-case scenario for Notre Dame. But look, Dan, I'm not against Notre Dame. I am against Notre Dame thinking that they are special, more special than anybody else. Go join a damn conference and do what everybody else has to do and earn your way there. That's what I'm against. No, I'm against their entitlement and their privilege, which quite frankly is not deserved in the modern era. They think that it's earned forever because of what they did 70 years ago. Notre Dame does not deserve a damn thing over anybody else unless they earn it on the field.
Think about how comical it would be if any other college football team came out and penned hey, if we're in the top 12, no matter what the circumstances are, we are. Which
college football has pandered to them, and like what you're saying, they're going to pander to them.
Yeah.
So we can say this maybe would be an impetus for Notre Dame to join a conference, but it won't be for the reason you just mentioned.
Exactly. It wouldn't be for that case. And I will say, I do think Notre Dame was screwed because of the flawed system that is in play. There is a flawed system right now in place for college football. However, those are the rules that are in place right now, and every single other team is playing by them, so you should also have to play by them.
Dan, I am not against Notre Dame, and if you're offended by what I just said, I am against special treatment, period, across the board, whoever is asking for it.
I'm not offended by anything you say, because that's a good point. That's your opinion and my opinion, and that's why we're talking. And it's just the way it is. But Notre Dame's been put on a pedestal for 100 years.
Not by me, I promise you.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Get a great deal on select Kubota construction equipment featuring durable Kubota engines. More comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. Right now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes for zero down, 0% APR for up to 36 months or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st. Subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Write it off your taxes at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36 in Roaring Spring.
Want to get smarter with your money in 2025? You've got to try Upside. Upside is a free app that gives you cash back. Turn your daily commute, your next grocery run, or your next restaurant meal into cash back. You can earn an average 8% cash back on grocery and dining. That's on top of other credit card rewards.
I started using the app in January, and I've almost made $100. I'm estimating by the end of year, I'll make between $200 to $300.
I get cash back at all my regular spots, and when I discover new stores and restaurants.
To me, Upside is the best cash back app out there. I get exclusive deals and discounts that reward me with real cash.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill up your gas tank, stock up on groceries, or grab a meal from your favorite restaurant. And right now, use promo code CHIPS25 and get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CHIPS25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CHIPS25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and conditions.
All right, 9-4. We'll get Bob here real quick. Bob, I got 1 minute to go, buddy. What's up?
Okay, Corey, I just wanted to let you know Steve played on that championship team with Danny Forreston was a freshman that year,
mm-hmm.
Against Glenn Mills. That was a great team. But I'm just wondering, when's the next Altoona kid that's going to be starting all 4 years at a D1 school, right?
As quarterback.
That Pete did at North Carolina.
Never. It'll never happen again. No, I mean, Kevin Givens was a good player. And if we're talking quarterback, never, I promise you. Kevin Givens was a good player at Penn State. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's not happening. Not at quarterback.
Not as a quarterback.
No, never.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. Woo! Spirited day today.
I know. Hey,
let's do
like
it.
This.
Let's have some more spirit tomorrow. What can we argue about tomorrow?
That we'll figure something out.
Worst Christmas song.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Hank FM, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM, Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
She's had enough of me. I've had enough of her.